We are learning Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Amad Aleph. We are beginning the new Mishnah on Daf Yud Amad Aleph. This Mishnah will tell us about a few halachas that are not mafurish in the Torah, but they only are learned out from a remez or it's a mesayra. Zok the Mishnah. Het in adarim parukim ba'aveh. Het in adarim is like birds flying in the air. Ve'ein lehem amashi yismoichu. It's nothing to be samechon. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, we know there's an is in adarim and there's a het in adarim, which means a chochem kimata nedi, either adeya pesach or adeya charata. But that halacha of that a chacham kimata ned is not mafurish in the pasuk. It's only a little bit of a remez. We'll see in the Gemara certain tanaim hold that there is a raya from a pasuk, but this tana holds that all that is a remez. And since it's only a remez, so really the way we know they give mata ned is because shekain mosel chachamim b'tayr shvav peh. This is something called hataras adarim. So hataras adarim, really the whole idea hataras adarim is something that's flying in the air. It's like pereach ba'aver. It's like a bird flying in the air. It doesn't really have a makar in the Torah. Ve'in lehem amayshe yismaychu. Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos, Vame'ilois. Shabbos, you know, is the halachos. They now do work on Shabbos. Chagigos is the carbon. Chagiga Vame'ilois is someone who's mile behekdish. These things have a little bit in the pasuk, but there are a lot of halachos and very little in the pesukim. Harehem kahararim tatuliyim kahararim tatuliyim b'seira. It's like mountains that are hanging by a hair. She mikramuot. There's a few pesukim halachos rubos, but a lot of halachos. And that's how Rashi learns these words. These last three words, four words, Shehem Mikra Mu'at, Halachos Meruba, is Taisvis on Ombeis. It's different pshat on that. But we'll type like Rashi. That means these things, Shabbos, Chagigas, and Elois, are something that has very few psukim and a lot of halachos. Hadinim, which is the halachos of Mamanois, Va'avoidois, that's the Avoidis in the Beis Mikdash and the Mishkan, Hataharis, Va'atameis, Va'arayos, Yesh Lem Amashi Yismaychu, there's a lot of psukim on that. Ve'hein Engufi Torah, they're also the Ikka Torah. And the Gemara will ask in Dafyat Alpha and Beis, what do you mean? The rest of the not Kufay Torah, only this is Kufay Torah? And the Gemara will answer over there. Vakaponim, these things, Dinim, Avaydis, Taharis, Tameyas, and Arayas, that there's a lot of psukim about those halachas. So it's like the Gemara. The Gemara first is going to talk about the first part of Mishnah that said, Het in Adarim is Parachim Ba'avir. And the Gemara will bring a Braisa, where Tanoim held that it was not Parachim Ba'avir. There were first drashas in the Torah teaches about Taharis Adarim. Tanya, learned in a Braisa. Like the Berakh Hanan speaks out, that Kaloima, there's a Raya in Atayra, and it's not Perech Bav. Tanya, Reb Leza Omer, Yeshlo Mashi Yismaychu, there is what to be Sevech on Fataras Adarim. Shinema, it says in the Pasuk, it says twice the Lashon Yafli. Yafli means a Lashon of saying, of talking, of saying something first. So it says once, Ki Yafli by Neda Be'erkecha, by Erechim, Ki Yafli Neda Be'erkecha, Nefash Lashem. And a different time it says, by Nazir, Ki Yafli Linda Neda Nazir Lahaz Lashem. So it's twice kiyafli. Why is it twice kiyafli? So one teaches us that when you talk, you could say it, make an iser with your mouth by being a fire or something. But achas aflola heter. And another teaching us that you can use your mouth to be mata aneder, a chokim can mata aneder. So you see in the pesukim a remez to hataras adarim. Rabbi Yeshua Imer, a different makar. Yes, from Mashi Yismaychu, Shinam says in the pasuk, Shinam bati be'api. Ba'api nishpati v'chazarti bi. It says in the pasuk, Pasuk Pshata means that Hashem swore in his anger that he's not going to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and they have to stay in the Midbar after the Chet HaMeraglim. So Loshem Ba'api sounds like that Hashem is saying, since I made the shvua in anger, I can really be chayzer. So you see this idea of being chayzer in a shvua. And the truth is that here, Kadosh Baruch Hu was not chayzer because they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. So, therefore, it's a little bit shver, but like upon him, we are darshing v'loshen ba'api. Why is it ba'api? To show us that there's a possibility to make a het on this neder because only ba'api. That's Rabbi Shua's pshat. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, a third pshat. Yeshav ma'amashu yismaychu, there isn't a car in the pesukim, shenemar, kol nadiv lev. It says in the pasuk that kol nadiv lev brought nadavis to the Beis HaMikdash. So the loshen nadiv lev, which is mashma, that it's still a nadiv leib. And that means your leib is still with it. You still want to bring this nadava, and you're not charata. And that's loshon nadiv leib, loshon of present. So like Rashi explains, there'll be a heter, so there's another makar that you could have a heter if your leib is not with this idea anymore of giving this donation, then you could be mata the neder. Chananya ben Achir Rabbi Shua Ima Yeshlo Mashi Yismaychu. Shneim says in the pasuk Neshbati Vakiyema Lishmar Mishpatei Tzikecha. The pasuk says Tilim Neshbati Vakiyema Lishmar Mishpatei Tzikecha. And Rashi explains since it says Vakiyema, it's mashma that if I want not to not be mekayim, we'll be matan another. So you see this idea that there's a shvua that could become a mutter idea of Taras Adarim. So these tanoim will hold the ism of kar in the pesukim. It's not just a mesayra that you can have at Taras Adarim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yehavoy HaHasam, Vav Bideh, I would say a fifth pshat. Amal Hu, Didi Adif HaMedichu. I would say my Amda Amayra here, Shmuel said, but my pshat is better than all the Tanayim's pshat. What's the Makar in the Torah of Hataras Dharam? And what's the Makar? Shneem is in the Pasuk, Yachel Devari. If someone makes a neder, he shouldn't make his words chulin. He shouldn't be oibra on his neder. So it's mashma, who ain't a meichel, av a cheir meichel meichel. Someone else could be mechalel and annul the neder, the vow that they made, and you could have a taras darim. That's the makar from the pasuk. Amar Rava, so Rava says, the kulu is lo pircha. All the tanoim, there's a pircha to their pshat, their remes on the Torah to taras darim. Levar ben Shmuel, but the Amar Shmuel, his pshat, less a pircha, there's no pircha. And the Amar explains, the Rav Eliezer, that learns out from two kiyaflis, maybe I'll say the extra kiyafli is something else. Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda that said from Rabbi Tarfon, maybe the din kliyaflis for this halacha. The time Rabbi Yehuda imam mishum Rabbi Tarfon. La olam ein echad mehem nazir shlo nitn naziris el lahafla. We're talking about a case where you have two people, Reuven and Shimon, sitting, and they see someone coming, and Reuven says, "If that person coming here is a nazir, I want to be a nazir." And the other person says, "If the guy coming is," and Shimon says, "The guy coming is not a nazir, I want to be a nazir." And then he comes, and they find out is he nazir or not. So one of them becomes a nazir. So this one says no, neither of them becomes a nazir. Because Mishas, when he said the neder of nazir, was not clear, it was a suffix. And you only become a nazir if when you made the neder, it was very clear what you're saying. Let's read it inside. Only if it's clear. And they learn it from the pasuk kiyafli. So the extra kiyafli is not telling us that it's yafli laheter, that you could be mat the neder. The kiyafli is teaching us that it has to be clear. What about the second shot from Shvati Ba'api? Maybe I made a Shvua Ba'api and wasn't Chayzer. So what do you see? That maybe it means I said a Shvua in anger and I'm not going to be Chayzer. It doesn't say anywhere you could be Chayzer. And Tosis really asks that it's obvious like this pshat, because like we spoke about before, they went into Eretz Yisrael. That's how he's captured the Masa Ba'api. He says that Al Karchach, this is the pshat, because the Maisa didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. So Tosis answers, you could have touched the Pasuk in Shvati Ba'api means that Hashem made a shvua in his anger that they're not going to have Olam Haba. So the Gemara says that maybe he was chayzer from that. And maybe he wasn't chayzer. That's a suffix. But it's talking about if they got Olam Haba. That we taka don't know if there was zeichet to Olam Haba, the Dar HaMidbar, the Dar who did the miragim. Al Kapanim, they slugged up the second shot also. What was the third shot? The third shot was from Kona Div Leiv. So even Rabbi Yitzchak, Dilma, La'afukim de Shmuel. Maybe Kol Divleiv is coming to exclude Shmuel's halacha. Dama Shmuel, Gomer Beliba. If someone made a neder, Beliba Yitzarach Shiyotzi B'Svasav. They have to speak it out. Valkam Ashulon. Afgav Lohitzi B'Svasav. And Kol Divleiv is teaching us, not like Shmuel, that even if you don't speak it out, it's still called a neder. It's still called a neder. And Tosfos says that Shmuel also agrees. There's the idea of Gomer Beliba. Maybe it's Afgav by Kachem. I in Tosfos. And the third raya was from the Shvati V'Akayim. I had to get out of that one. So Gemara, even the Chananya ben Achir Rav Yeshua, Domek Rav Gidol Amarav, Domek Gidol Amarav, Menayin Shishpam L'Kayim Esa Mitzvah. How do you know that it's praiseworthy to make a Shvua that you're going to Kayim Mitzvah? Even though it's a Mitzvah already, but you can make a Shvua to mezariz yourself, to encourage yourself to do the Mitzvah. How do you know? Shneim Shvati V'Akayim Lishmar Mishpatei Tzekecha. I made a Shvua in order to Kayim the Mishpatei Tzekecha. So it's a Mitzvah to make a Shvua to mezariz yourself in order to do the mitzvahs. So all those Ramazim we got out of El Shmuel, who said from Liyakal Dvaray, less lay pircha. There is no pircha to that Rai from Psukim. Amarava Vitam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Dharma Inchi. That's the people say are saying, Tava Chada Pilpata Charifta. It's one grain from a peppercorn is better, or from a hot pepper, is better. Malitzana de Kari is better than a whole basket full of gourds, which is not sharp. One little sharp hot pepper, a seed from a hot pepper, is sharper than all that. So Shmuel didn't have a pircha. So the Mashah talks about, Lamai says, you see, fish Shmuel, there isn't a car from the Pasuk. What's that in Atana? So the Mashah speaks out in the Chiddush HaGadol, Zimmer Maschel Heter, that our Tana holds all these rayas the Brisa brings all slugged up. It's not a Mashah Yismaychu. And he says also, the Lashon of the Mashah is like this, but the Shmuel Nami, the less they pircha, still, Mekal Malkim, our Tana holds, Kivin the Lav Megufi, the Krav Maisila, El Mediuka, La Yakal, Devoro, Huene Mechal, the Cher Mechaloi, Mikri Eila Mashi Smechu. It's called that there's no smicha in the Torah behind the car of the Parchim Ba'avir. It's still called flying in the air. That's the Pshat. And our Tana holds Parchim Ba'avir because there is no really Mefurish Apostle that says Hataras the Dharm in the Torah. Zotu Marvait, it says in the Mishnah, Hilchas Shabbos, the Alochas are a lot and the Psukim are very few. Break the Gemara that true. Mechta Ksivin. Like Rashi says, Tuba Azaros Ksivin Shabbos. It says a lot of Azaros. Asasa Kamalocha, Parsha Ksisa, Parsha Yakel. All over the Torah is full of Shabbos. In Aseres Hadibris, what do you mean there's no Psukim? A lot of Psukim. So Gemara answers, no, there's certain details that Amamish no remes. Leitzricha Lekir of Abba. Dom Rab Abba. Hachoyfe Gume B'Shabbos. The Loch is, you're not allowed to dig in a way that it's not, that's, you want to build a house, you want to dig in the ground as you build a house there. That is called Isser Binyan, to Chayfe Gume. But let's say a guy needs earth, he needs offer. So Chayfe Gume B'Shabbos, Ein Tzarech Le'afra, he needs the offer. Pata Le'ah. The Rab Abba says you pata. And that, the halacha, is not mafurish in the Torah anywhere. So you see here, these halachas are not mafurish in the Torah. They're only from a Ramez. And the Gemara will talk soon what the Ramez is. So the Gemara just asks, on Rab Abba, is Rab Abba like Rab Shimon? Kaman ka Rab Shimon dom malacha shen tzirich l'gufa patala? Are you going according to Rab Shimon who holds malacha shen tzirich l'gufa as pater? What's malacha shen tzirich l'gufa? So the classic example is that where the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is in Masechta Shabbos where it says to carry a mace out of the house. You don't want the mace in the house because you want to bring the mace to bury the mace, or you want to get the mace out of the house. So you carry it outside. So that Haitzah, I don't need that Haitzah. I just have it out of the house. So that's called Malacha Shen Tzirich L'Gufa. Rashi says why. Rashi says the reason is because Shevretzoinoi Lehoisa Ba Eilav Lehoitzarech Lo. You rather never happen. That's why it's called Malacha Shen Tzirich L'Gufa. That's Rashi's pshat always. Malacha Shen Tzirich L'Gufa means I didn't want it to happen. But Tosfos on top of my base asks on this. He says it's not possible because every Soisa of Nas Livnois, I didn't want this house here in the way. I want to build a new house. They tell me now it's Malacha Shen Tzirich L'Gufa. That's not pshat. It's not pshat. He says pshat Malacha Shen Tzirich L'Gufa is like this. That anytime I don't need the Iker Malacha, for example, here, I don't need the binyan, I need the offer, that's Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa. Or by the mace, I don't need the Haitzah, I just need the mace out of the house. That's Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa. But upon we're asking Rav Abba, who says, Yipata, you tell me you're going like Rav Shimon, which I don't know what would be wrong, but maybe we don't want to assume that that's the Halacha L'Maisa. So Mara says, no, I feel the same with Rav Yehuda, even Rav Yehuda holds Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa Chayiv, here he'll agree, Yipata, you know why? Hasa masakin. When you take the mace out, that's masakin. Hacha makalkal. You're ruining the ground. You're making a hole in the ground. That's makalkal. And therefore, it is not chayiv, even for Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you don't like Rabbi Shimon, even for Yehuda, it's makalkal. So it comes out, Rabbi Abba is really saying a chiddush of makalkal. And Taisa speaks out, they could have said any makalkal's potter to say this halacha of Hilchos Shabbos is hanging, it's like a mountain hanging by a hair. But Taisa says, the chiddush over here is that even though you need the offer, so it's not such a big kilkel, still it's called kilkel. I read Taisa inside. Taisa says, Hu adin l'shar mekalkelim paturim ha'mots l'meimah. L'ra busa kamash v'lon, da'afak av l'tzorach l'offer, mifter, kivin lo'y tzorach l'gumah. You don't need the hole, you still potter. So now the Gemara ends off, so where is it hanging on? Where in the Torah do you have a remez? This halacha, m'lacha shen tzirich l'gufa or mekalkel. Where's the remez? Maika harim atluyim v'sairah. Where is this mountain hanging by which hair? Where is the hair? The Gemara, Malechas Machsheves, also Torah, Malechas Machsheves, like Siva. Because this whole halacha comes from the klal in Shabbos, Malechas Machsheves, also Torah. Only Malechas Chashuvas. Where do we know that from? So Rashi speaks out because it says Malechas Machsheves by the Mishkan. And Shabbos, it says next to the Mishkan, Parashas V'Yakel. Therefore, we learn out from there that Malechas Machsheves is needed to be on Shabbos, also has to be Malechas Machsheves. Masha'inkem, it's not Malechas Machsheves, it's not Aser, but that's only a remez in the Torah, it's not Mefurish. Therefore, it's Kaharim Atluyim Vesairo, which is these myriad halachas of Shabbos that are Kaharim Atluyim Vesairo.